Joe, yesterday, Zach Kerr said you're really holding guys accountable on wearing Broncos gear and just attention to detail and everything. Why is that important to you?
I think it's always important because you just want the guys to do the right things. And I'm very transparent with them. We want them to be in Bronco gear when they're in the meetings, be on time. So it's just doing all the little things right. Because if you do little things right now, you'll do them right on the practice field and on the game field. Yeah, it's fun to see him, man. I saw him come around the corner. I was asking if he could still play. Right now, I just think having a veteran player that's played at such a high level for such a long time, just to mentor some of our younger players and also continue that relationship that he's had with Vaughn has been really good this week. So just look forward to having him the rest of the offseason.
What did you learn from that first year, Joe, as being the DC, and how does that change how you use the OTAs this time?
Pressure. No, I think going through it the first year, you just experience different things. For me, I had to learn how to game plan different. I was used to game planning as a DB coach, but now I had to oversee everything, you know, run defense, pass defense, putting stunts together, pressures together. So it was a process going through that. Right now I have a comfort level. I mean, I have a great coaching staff. They help me. They're tremendous. But right now my comfort level, I feel better. I'm not as worried. Because you have older veteran coaches, sometimes you feel like you're going to step on their toes. But right now, I feel better about it. I feel more at ease, and I just feel more comfortable.
How has Bradley Chubb made the transition so far?
Oh, man, he is a great young man. Obviously, he's big, he's strong, he's athletic, he can run, and he is extremely smart. Not surprised with it, but he has picked up this defense extremely fast. And he has versatility. Right now we're playing with the same linebacker position, but our outside linebackers are interchangeable. He can play some defensive end for us as well. So it's going really well so far.
Will the defense be much different this year?
Last year we added some things to help, what we thought would help make the defense better, but it was kind of level one. So now we're on to level two. So there's some more things we're going to add with the defense. We actually had a little plan in mind if we were to get Bradley Chubb, so it worked out. So there's some different things we're going to do with our front just to take advantage of him and Vaughn and all of our pass rushers.
What gives you confidence in some of the miscommunication in the secondary will kind of go away this season?
This guy's working together, you know, from the first year to the second year. And this, you know, in the offseason, we meet, we go through our self-scout, we iron out all those issues. So that's what we spend time on during phase one and phase two is cleaning up those issues. But it's just another year together with that group.
Bradley Roby seems like a guy who's in a position to have a bigger role this year with Tlaib gone. How would you describe his leadership style?
Quiet. You know, he's a guy who keeps to himself. But he was a starter for us. I mean, most of the time you play sub-defense 60% of the time during the game. So to me, he was always a starter. So I think it would be easy for him to make that transition just to be a full-time starter in base and sub. But he's a quiet person. He keeps to himself. But so far, I feel like he's doing a pretty good job.
You said there was a little plan in place that Bradley fell to you. Was that at a point kind of like a pipe dream where you just dreaming up ways?
Oh, yeah. I almost passed out when Cleveland took, the DB. So I was very appreciative of that. But, yeah, we had talked about it just because of where we picked. And with the quarterback situation, that there was a possibility he could come to us. So we just talked and just, you know, went through a couple different ideas of things that we could do if we got him and where we would play him. So dream come true.
Based on that, if Vaughn Miller is working with your defensive line coach, are you going to do that with Chubb? And how's that working out Vaughn Miller can't be in two rooms at the same time?
Well, this is how we're doing it. Last year, we had an outside linebacker coach, D-line coach. But when we go to our sub-defense, which we're in the majority of the time, they work together. So what we're doing is when we're doing everything with our dime personnel, our dime front, they're all in the same room. So actually, the things we're doing stunt-wise, the games, all the pressures, now all those guys are hearing all that teaching together. And then once we get that, then we move on and we just separate and we go to outside linebackers. And then they focus specifically on outside linebacker play. So really, I feel like it's better the way we're doing it now.
In year two for you, without giving away a game plan in late May,
Are you expecting to dial up more blitzes, get a little more creative?
I feel like we got creative last year. And the problem, you have to make sure when you do things to be creative, obviously to move on around, sometimes it creates issues. Because they say if he's always over there, we know he's coming. So the thing I want to do this year is we've added some more pressures. We've added some different packages. But I just want to create more balance. So they can't always say he's over here, he's always coming. So sometimes he's coming, sometimes he may not be coming. And then now they have to be able to respect all of our rushers, him, Chubb, Shane, Ray, and Shaq.
What have you seen from DeMarcus Walker so far, and what do you expect from him this year?
He's improving. You know, last year, you know, he was a versatile player for us. We feel like he could play outside linebacker and the defensive line position. With the injuries, we moved him to outside linebacker. Right now, we said, hey, you're a defensive lineman. So he's put the weight on. This morning, I got on the scale with him, or watched him get on the scale. So he was up to, you know, 278. And he's really making some tremendous improvements.
Where do you want him at, 278?
Yeah, as long as, to me, if he's in the 270s, 280s, man, that's good enough for us to play, you know, the defensive end position and to play as an inside rusher.
What sort of added options does Sue Cravens give you based on how flexible he can
be in position? He's a unique player. You can see his natural instincts when he's in the box. When he's in the box, he fits the run like a linebacker. You know, right now, you can see that. You can see it's easy for him. We're just really spending a lot of time of teaching him how to play off the ball, you know, playing a deep safety position. But I think he's going to really help us in terms of what we're able to do with our sub packages. I think there's a few things actually we can do that we couldn't do last year.
Can you be that solution for covering the tight ends?
Part of it. Yeah, part of it. We want to do it, you know, with safeties, with linebackers at times, you know, so, but he's definitely a big part of it.
Does Chubb's addition this year, does it affect how much?
It's a great problem to have. Hey, you got four great rushers right now and developing some young guys. So to us, we want to send waves of bodies at people. So if it's 30, 35 plays and they're splitting the reps, but they're going all out the whole way, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, that's great for us. So it's not really going to affect their reps. I just think we can put more of them on the field at the same time.
Talk about Cravens a little bit, but that position as a whole with all the safeties that you kind of have, you kind of maybe touch that you want to get a little bit, you can do a couple of different things.
Yeah.
How rare is it the number of guys you have kind of at that one position that you can interchange, it seems like?
Yeah, it's rare. I think we've been fortunate since I've been here, this with not only with the safety position, but the corner position. We've had guys that are able to play outside and inside and the safety position, guys that can play strong, free, and dime. So it gives us the versatility based on matchups to move guys around. So it could be, let's just say it's a team and they're running the ball more. You know, we can put Sua down there. If it's a team and maybe we're thinking they're passing more, maybe we can put Justin down there. But we can have them all on the field and say, hey, on this call, you guys play these positions. So it makes it easy for me.
Brandon Marshall said he's around 227 right now. Is that part of the versatility that you're talking about? And is there a concern that he may be too skinny?
No. I mean, I think at this time, you know, guys, some guys come in heavy, some guys come in light, and, you know, they work it off or they put weight on during the offseason. But Brandon Marshall right now, to me, is moving extremely well. You know, I've watched him all through phase two drills and then so far in the OTAs. To me, he's moving more like he moved in 2015. So I think he's doing really well.
All right. Thanks, Coach.